Ayrım 7.
The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Vaughan, Peter Woodthorpe, and William Nye. Episode 10, adapted by Michael Bakewell. The Choices of Master Samwise.
Gandalf! Gandalf Denethor has sent for me. It sounded terribly urgent. Has something happened?
His son Faramir has returned, and he has tidings which you should hear.
What tidings?
You will know in good time, Peregrine Took. Come, we must not keep them waiting.
A halfling, and in the livery of the Tower. You are not the first halfling that I have seen walking out of northern legends into the Southlands.
You mean Frodo and Sam?
Yes.
Sit down at my left hand, my son. Take bread and wine, and tell us what has befallen you.
And Faramir told his tale, and of Frodo's desperate errand, with his eye for the most part on Gandalf, though now and again his glance strayed to Pippin, as if to refresh his memory of others he had seen. And Denethor sat in silence, like an old, patient spider.
As the dark drew on, I knew that haste was needed, so I rode hence with three others. The rest of my company I sent south to strengthen the garrison at the fords of Osgiliath. I hope that I have not done ill.
Ill? Why do you ask? The men were under your command. Or do you ask for my judgment on all your deeds? Alas, alas for Boromir. He would not have squandered what fortune put in his way. He would have brought me this mighty gift.
You deceive yourself. He would have stretched out his hand to this thing, and taking it, he would have fallen. He would have kept it for his own, and when he returned, you would not have known your son.
You found Boromir less apt to your hand than Faramir, who always seeks for approval in your eyes. But I, who was his father, say that he would have brought this thing to me. You are wise, maybe, Mithrandir, yet with all your subtleties you have not all wisdom. I have in this matter more lore and wisdom than you deem.
Then what is your wisdom?
Enough to perceive that there are two follies to avoid. To use this thing is perilous. At this hour, to send it in the hands of a witless halfling into the land of the enemy himself, as you have done, and this son of mine, that is madness.
And what would you have done?
It should have been kept here, hidden dark and deep, not used, unless at the uttermost end of need. If I had this thing now in the deep vaults of this citadel, we should not shake with dread under this gloom, fearing the worst.
Denethor, if you had received this thing, it would have overthrown you. Were it buried in the depths of Mindaluin, still it would burn your mind away.
If I had received it, such words are in vain. It has gone into the shadow, and only time will show what fate awaits it or us.
Only time will show. What road did Frodo take when you parted, Faramir?
A road of ill omen. But I could not deflect him from his purpose. He sought the pass of Cirith Ungol.
Why should he choose that way? When did you part with them? When would they reach that accursed valley?
I parted with them in the morning 2 days ago. At swiftest, they could not come there before today.
I fear treachery. Treachery of that miserable creature, Gollum. But so it must be. Yet, a traitor may betray himself and do good that he does not intend.
You see it, Master. Minas Morgul, the city of the ring races.
I can scarcely bring myself to look on it. This was once the Tower of the Moon.
Minas Ithil. Yes, but not nice now. Not beautiful.
It's not nice at all.
We must go. Mustn't stand here. Make haste. Follow Smeagol. Follow Smeagol.
No. No. This is the end of my journey. I must
come to the tower.
No, Master.
The ring must find the Lord of the Nazgul.
Oh.
Minas Morgul. Tower of the magic of darkness.
No, not that way. Yes. Not across the bridge. Yes. No, Master.
Come on, Mr. Frodo, steady on.
Yes.
Not that way. Gollum says not, and for once I agree with him.
Make haste, hobbits. Away from the nasty tower. Along the path. Quickly, quickly, follow me.
No.
Yes.
Must stop. I must rest. Is the ring, Sam?
No.
Grows heavier with every step I take towards Mordor. Straining all strength from me. Don't know how far I'm going to be able to carry it.
Mustn't rest here. No, not here. Eyes can see us. When they come to the bridge, they will see us. Come away. Come.
Right. Yes. We can't stay here.
All right. Yes. I will try.
Gate opens.
And out of the gate of Minas Morgul, an army came. All the host was clad in sable, dark as the night. Small black figures in rank upon rank, marching swiftly and silently, passing outwards in an endless stream. Before them went a great cavalry of horsemen, moving like ordered shadows. And at their head was one greater than all the rest, a rider all in black.
The Morgul King. The Lord of the Nine Riders. My wound. I can feel it.
The ring.
He can see me. Or does the ring call out to him?
The ring. Put on the ring.
But it will betray me as it did on Weathertop.
The ring.
No. I must resist with what strength remains. I must conquer my fear and the pain of my wound.
At that moment, the Wraith King turned and spurred his horse and rode across the bridge, and all his dark host followed him. At his dark master's bidding, he must march with war into the west.
And who can now hold the fords when the King of the Nine Riders comes? And other armies will come. I'm too late. All is lost. Even if my errand is performed, no one will ever know. Be no one I can tell.
Mr. Frodo, wake up. They've gone. The gates have closed. They've gone, and we'd better go too. There's something still alive in that tower. Something with eyes and a seeing mind. And the longer we stay in one place, the sooner it'll get on to us.
Yes.
So come on, Mr. Frodo.
Make haste, hobbitses. Mustn't think danger has passed. It hasn't.
Make haste. We must get to the stepses. Lots of stepses. Follow us, mate.
The steps, when they reached them, were narrow and often treacherous.
Careful.
Hobbitses
must be careful.
Steps, it's more like a ladder.
Oh.
Steady goes it, Mr. Frodo.
Yes.
Don't look down. It's a long black fall behind you.
Up we go.
Careful, Hobbitses. Careful.
Up we go. There we are. We're up. First stairs is passed. Clever hobbits is to climb so high. Very clever hobbits is.
My poor knees, my poor fingers.
Now, no time to rest now, Master Samwise.
What? We've got to have a rest.
There's another stair still. Much longer stair. Rest when we get to the top of the next stair. Not yet, not yet.
Longer, did you say?
Yes. Longer, but not so difficult. Hobbitses have climbed the straight stair. Next comes the winding stair.
And after that?
We shall see. Oh, yes, yes. We shall see.
Oh, I thought you said there was a tunnel.
Hobbitses can rest before they try that. If they get through that, they'll be nearly at the top. Very nearly. If they get through... Oh, yes. I'm cold. Let's go on. This is no place to rest.
Follow me. Oh.
It was a long and weary ascent, but this stairway did not delve into the mountainside. Here, the huge cliff face sloped backwards, and the path, like a snake, wound to and fro about it. A red light grew in the sky beyond, though they could not tell whether a dreadful morning were indeed coming to this place of shadow, or whether they saw only the flame of some great violence of Sauron in the torment of Gorgoroth beyond.
The outer path. And the red light burning there.
Oh. I don't like the look of that. So this secret way of yours is guarded after all. Hmm? As you knew all along, I suppose.
Well, our ways are watching, yes. Of course they are. But hobbitses must try some way. This way, maybe least watch. Hmm? Perhaps they've all gone away to the big battle. Perhaps.
Perhaps. Well, it still seems a long way off, and a long way up before we get there. And there's still the tunnel. Well, I think you ought to rest now, Mr. Frodo.
Yes. Yes, we must rest. Let's find some corner out of this wind and gather our strength for the last lap.
In a dark crevice between two great piers of rock, they sat down and took what they expected would be their last meal before they went into the nameless land. Maybe the last meal they would ever eat together.
There's a wicked feeling about this place. And a smell. Do you notice it?
Mm.
It's a queer kind of smell. Stuffy. I don't like it.
I don't like anything here at all, Sam. Mm. But so our path is laid.
Yes, that's so. And we shouldn't be here at all if we'd known more about it before we started.
Mm.
And I suppose it's often that way. The brave things in old tales and songs, Mr. Frodo.
Yes.
I used to think that they were things the wonderful folk of the stories went out and looked for because life was a bit dull. But folks seemed to have been just landed in them, really. A bit like us.
Mm.
I wonder if we shall ever be put into songs or tales.
Oh.
Huh? Told by the fireside or read out of a great book years and years afterwards. And people will say, well, let's hear about Frodo and the Ring. And they'll say, yes, that's one of my favourite stories. Frodo was very brave, wasn't he, Dad? Yes, my boy. The famousest of the hobbits.
Sam. Oh, Sam. Dear you, somehow makes me as happy as if the story was already written. But you've left out one of the chief characters.
Hmm?
Mm. Samwise, the stout-hearted.
Oh.
I want to hear more about Sam, Dad.
Yeah.
Why didn't they put in more of his talk, Dad? It makes me laugh, Dad. And Frodo wouldn't have gotten far without Sam, would he, Dad?
Oh, no, no, Mr. Frodo, you shouldn't make fun. I was serious.
So was I, Sam. And so I am. We're going on a bit too fast. You and I, Sam, are still stuck in the worst place in the story.
Oh.
And it is all too likely that some will say at this point, shut the book now, Dad. We don't want to read anymore.
Maybe. But I wouldn't be one to say that. Why, even Gollum might be good in a tale. He used to like tales once. I wonder if he thinks he's the hero or the villain.
Well...
Gollum, would you like to be the hero? Oh, now where's he got off to again? I don't like him sneaking off without saying.
No.
He can't be looking for food up here.
It's no good worrying about him, Sam. After all, we couldn't have got here without him. If he's false, he's false.
Still, we'd better keep our eyes skinned. But it would be safe for you to have a sleep now, Master.
Oh, sleep.
Mm.
Yes, even here I could sleep.
Well, sleep then, Master. Lay your head in my lap.
All right.
The next day came with a morning like a brown dusk. And the hearts of men, lifted for a while by the return of Faramir, sank low. The winged shadows were not seen again that day. Yet ever and anon, high above the city, a faint cry would come, and many who heard it would stand stricken with a passing dread, while the less stout-hearted quailed and wept. Denethor summoned his son before him.
I have resolved that we should make no stroke of war, lest perchance the riders of Rohan should still come. The threat from the south is too great. We can only man the walls and wait.
I am certain that the Rohirrim will come to our aid.
I wish I shared your certainty. In the meantime, we should not abandon the outer defences the Ramus made with so great a labour. And the enemy must pay dearly for the crossing of the river. He cannot cross either north of Kaia Andos because of the marshes, nor southward towards Lebenin because of the breadth of the river. It is at Osgiliath that the first blow will fall. How is the garrison there?
It is not strong. I sent the company of Ithilien to strengthen it.
Not enough, I deem. It will have need of some stout captain there. It was there that Boromir denied the enemy the passage.
That was but a trial. Today we may make the enemy pay 10 times our loss at the passage and yet rue the exchange. For he can afford to lose a host better than we to lose a company. And the retreat of those we put out so far afield as Osgiliath will be perilous indeed if the enemy wins across in force.
Much must be risked in war. But I will not yield the river and the fair fields of the Pelennor unfought. Not if there is a captain who has still the courage to do his lord's will.
I do not oppose your will, sire. Since you are robbed of Boromir, I will go and do what I can in his stead, if you command it.
I do so.
Then farewell. But if I should return, think better of me.
That depends upon the manner of your return.
Faramir?
Gandalf.
Do not throw your life away rashly or in bitterness. You will be needed here for other things than war. Your father loves you, Faramir, and will remember it ere the end. Farewell.
Farewell.
For 4 days and nights, and into a fifth, the shadow host of the dead rode towards Pelagia on Anduin, with Aragorn at their head. They moved with a terrible speed. Silent they were, but there was a gleam in their eyes. Everywhere men flew before them, crying out that the king of the dead was upon them. They crossed the river Gilrain, driving the allies of Mordor in a rout before them. And there, for a while, they rested.
Our respite must needs be short. Already Minas Tirith is assailed. I fear that it will fall ere we come to its aid.
So they mounted again before night had passed and went with all the speed their horses could endure across the plains of Lebenin until they came to the great river.
Wide seems the water in this darkness. Alas, for the wailing of the gulls.
Heed them not. There is a great battle ahead. The men of Haradrim have fled before us without wielding a stroke. Now, with the river at their backs, they must stand and fight.
Some already in flight. Do you see there? Ships moving away down the dark river.
But those that remain are fierce in their despair.
Shades of Dunharrow. By the black stone of Erech, I summon you.
The swords of the dead are pale. Will they still bite?
They need no other weapon but fear. None will withstand them.
And so it proved. To every ship they came that was drawn up, and all the mariners were filled with a madness of terror and leapt overboard, save the slaves chained to the oars.
Strange and wonderful it is that the designs of Mordor should be overthrown by such rays of fear and darkness. With its own weapons is it worsted.
Strange indeed. Not for naught does Mordor fear Aragorn. How great and terrible a lord he might have become had he taken the ring to himself.
Hear now the words of the heir of Isildur. Your oath is fulfilled. Go back and trouble not the valleys ever again. Depart and be at rest.
Swiftly, the whole grey host drew off and vanished like a mist that is driven back by a sudden wind. And yet, there was no wind.
No wind. No wind to freshen our sails. And it is 42 leagues from Pelagia to the landings of Harlond, below Minas Tirith.
But at midnight, there came a fresh wind from the sea. And long ere day, the masted ships hoisted sail and speeded up the great river towards the beleaguered city of Minas Tirith. And on the stairs of Cirith Ungol, Gollum crawled back down the path from the gloom ahead and found Sam and Frodo still sleeping. Peace was in both their faces.
Sleeping soundly, little hobbits.
What a dainty dish they'll be for her. She's hungry, yes, she is, precious. Nothing to eat except for a few skinny old horses for weeks. But they'll be sweeter meat, little hobbits. Oh, yes. But when she throws away the bones and the empty garments, we shall find it. We shall get it. Our precious. A reward for poor Smeagol, who brings nice food. And we'll save the precious, as we promised. Ooh, yes. And when we've got it safe, then she'll know it. Oh, yes, we'll pay her back, my precious. We'll pay everyone's back. Poor master. Sleeping. So peacefully. Poor little hobbits.
What do you want to? Pawing at Mr. Frodo.
Nothing. Nice master.
Yeah, don't say. And where have you been to, sneaking off and sneaking back, you villain?
Sneaking? Hobbitses? Always so polite, yes. Oh, nice hobbitses. Smeagol brings them up secret ways that nobody else could find. Tired is, thirsty is, and he guides them. And he searches his paths, yes. And they say, sneak. Sneak.
I'm sorry, but you startled me out of my sleep. And I shouldn't have been sleeping. That made me a bit sharp. Sorry. Where have you been?
Snaking.
Oh, very well. Have it your own way. I don't suppose it's so far from the truth. And now, we'd better all be sneaking along together. What's the time? Is it today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. Or this was tomorrow when the hobbitses went to sleep. Very foolish. Very dangerous. And poor Smeagol wasn't sneaking about to watch.
I think we shall get tired of that word very soon. Well, never mind. I'll wake the master up. Well, wake up, Mr. Frodo. Mr. Frodo, wake up.
What? God. Oh, dear. You're calling me early, aren't you, Sam? It's still dark.
It's always dark here. But Gollum's come back, and he says it's tomorrow. So we must be walking on. Last lap.
Oh, the last lap. Oh, Smeagol.
No.
Have you found any food? Have you had any rest?
No food. No rest. Nothing for Smeagol.
He's a snake.
Now, Smeagol, don't take names to yourself.
Smeagol has to take what's given to him. Hmm? He was given that name by kind Master Samwise, the hobbit that knows that so much.
I did use the word, sir, waking up out of my sleep.
Yes.
I said I was sorry, but I soon won't.
Yes, sir. Let it pass, then. But now, we seem to have come to the point, don't we, you and I, Smeagol?
Master?
Can we find the rest of the way ourselves? I mean, you've done what you promised. And you are free. Free to go back to food and rest, wherever you wish to go, except to the servants of the enemy. And one day I may reward you. I, or those that remember me.
No, not yet. No. Hobbits just can't find the way themselves, can they? No, indeed. There's the tunnel. Coming. No rest. No food. Not yet. Follow, Smeagol.
That smell is getting stronger and stronger.
There's the cave. There it is. This is the way in. This is the entrance to the tunnel.
I've never known so foul a stench. Is this the only way, Smeagol?
Yes. We must go this way. Now.
You need to say you've been through this hole. But perhaps you don't mind bad smells.
He doesn't know what he minds, does he? Precious. Oh, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. But Smeagol can bear things, yes. Yes, he's been through. Oh, yes. Right through. It's the only way.
What makes the smell, I wonder? It's like, I wouldn't like to say. Some beastly hole of the orcs, I'll warrant, with 100 years of their filth in it.
Well, orcs or no. If it's the only way, we must take it.
I've never known such darkness. Not even in the mines of Moria.
Feel your way along the wall.
Come along, little hobbitses, come along.
There's more than one passage here. It's as orc-like a place as ever there could be.
Yes, but there's only one main way. Only I don't know how much of this I can stand.
Something is brushing against us with some kind of hanging growth. And that smell's getting worse, if ever it can be worse.
Feels as if we've been in here for hours.
Sam.
There's a great opening in the rock on the side here.
And I nearly fell down it.
This is where it all comes from. The stench and the peril.
You come. Now, let's get past it, quick. Wait. The path forks. For the life of me, I can't tell which is the wider way.
Which way has Gollum gone? And why didn't he wait?
Smeagol? Smeagol?
He's really gone this time, I fancy.
We'll take the left-hand way. Come on.
I guess this is just exactly where he meant to bring us. If I ever lay hands on you again, Gollum, you'll be sorry for it.
Oh, the way is blocked. Something's fallen across it. We must take the other.
And quick. There's something looking at us.
Let's get back to the other turn. Listen.
What is it? We're trapped in this accursed darkness. What are we going to do?
And you, Ringbearer, for you I have prepared this. A light when all other lights go out.
Master, the lady's gift. The star glass. A light to guide you in dark places.
Star glass? Why, yes. And now a lone light can help us. The vial of Galadriel.
The light of the star of Eärendil, set amid the waters of my fountain.
Look! Oh, look, Mr. Frodo! Look there!
Eyes! Hundreds of them! Two great clusters of eyes!
What is it?
There, age-long, had she dwelt, an evil thing in spider form. Shelob the Great, last child of Ungoliant to trouble the unhappy world. All living things were her food, and her vomit darkness.
Oh, quick, Mr. Frodo, quick!
Stand, stand. Running is no use. Mm-hmm. I shall advance to meet it. Galadriel. I now. Erendil. Elenion. And Kalima.
They're going away. Oh, the eyes are going away. Stars and glory. Even the elves would make a song of that if they ever heard of it. And may I live to tell them and hear them sing. Oh, it's gone, whatever it was. No, but don't go on, Master. Well, don't go down that foul den. Now's our only chance. Now let's get out of this foul hole.
And then make for the right-hand path. Mm. You feel it, Sam? Oh. You smell it. Oh. Air. There's something in the way. I can't get through.
It yields to the touch. Hold the file up again, Mr. Frodo. There's cobwebs. Thick as ropes, but cobwebs nonetheless. Trapped like gnats in a net.
Come. Let us see what Sting can do. It is an elven blade. But you must be the guard and hold back the eyes. Here, take the star glass. Do not be afraid. Hold it up and watch.
That's the way, Mr. Frodo. That's the way. Like a scythe through grass. We'll soon be through at this rate.
We are through. Come on. There's the end of the tunnel. Out into the air.
Right, you are, Mr. Frodo. I'm coming.
The pass. There it is. Run. And we'll be through before anyone can stop us.
Too little did they know the craft of Shelob. She had many exits from her lair.